the human being in his life, of the individual, the thing that is most important, which is extremely important and something that we need to be extremely concerned about, thinking about, pondering over, that is the departure time from this world, which we call death, which we term death, which is essential for a person to think and prepare for, which will come. The person who has arrived into this world will surely depart from this world. When a person departs from this world, then that time, that period of life is called death. That phase of the end of life is called death. And this example is present in front of us in the world, that nobody has remained forever in this world. Nobody. Eventually, that person has had to depart, leave, pass away. So those who pass away, they go. But to understand that during this life when we live, we learn that a person, when he dies either a successful person or a failure. A person who departs from this world successfully, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, he forever will be successful. He is successful forever. Yes, because there is also failure in this world. Sometimes you're successful, failure, ups and downs, issues, problems. But alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, the person who departs from this world successful, then he is successful ongoing. And at that time of death, a person realizes if he has succeeded or not. Success, the individual, when he passes away, when he dies, immediately he realizes that I am departing successfully. He sees those things that we can't see. That we can't see. Everything comes in front of him, becomes apparent, visible. So this is the concern. This is very important. And especially for the mu'mineen, the believers who have iman, who have belief in these facts, our kitabs, our hadith, our fiqh, jurisprudence, the Qur'an. This is what all of these things teach us. That you are going to come back to me, Allah says. You're going to return to me. Very quickly you will return to me, Allah says. Even if we live for 100 years, at the time of death you will feel, oh, I've only been here for a few moments. You don't realize. Yes, that person that he'll say that he used to stand next to me and pray Salah. He was an Arab at Fajr time, and his son used to come with him. He was, mashallah, healthy, tall. And he used to stand next to me, and suddenly he vanished from this world. We didn't even realize, where has he gone? He was healthy, energetic, and he disappeared suddenly. He was ill, went to the hospital after that. And by chance, I'm just speaking generally here, that I went to pray Salah, and they said there's a janazah Salah. And at that time, I am praying the janazah of that individual. I didn't know whose janazah I was praying. How? The next day, how did I know that when his son came to Fajr, I said to him, where's your baba, your father? He said that he's died. I said, died? You didn't tell me. He said, you were there at his janazah yesterday. This is life, my friends. This is life. We don't realize how a person just swiftly departs from this world. So is this something to be worried or concerned about or not? These majalis, these gatherings, this is what we are reminded in these gatherings. This is what we sort of, the data and the facts that we recover. Because the dunya, it makes us forget these things. There's enjoyment, luxury, the responsibilities, wife, children, home, outside, bills, electricity, thousands of stories and tales. Thousands. So insan, the human being, he should develop a habit. Allah gives us an opportunity to sit in such gatherings. Alhamdulillah, majalis, and good people are coming and we're speaking. Most definitely, we should join into these gatherings so that we can charge our batteries. Then a person, he comes back to his senses. Oh, I was living a life of a dream in a bubble. I didn't realize where I was. So that's why I request you, and I've been saying this for some time, that I also have concern. Worry. I'm worried more about myself. What's going to happen to me when I depart? What will be our hal, our condition? How will we leave at the time of death? We'll be in a severe situation. Severe. There'll be maut and issues, and this is a very severe time that this will be for us. So Allah Ta'ala has made it easy. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. For the mu'min, Allah Ta'ala has made it very easy. Look how easy and simple Allah Ta'ala has made it. That Allah says in the Quran that a person, this is a hadith, The hadith, the words of the hadith, imagine how easy Allah's made it for us. This kalima, La ilaha illallah, how easy it is for us. That children, when they're born, and when a child is young, we say to him, read the kalima, La ilaha illallah. Everyone, old, young, youth, everyone knows this kalima, isn't it? Allah's made it so simple. Whoever recites this kalima, when he departs this world, he will enter into paradise. Subhanallah. Yes, is there a more simpler formula, solution than this? Due to the Prophet ﷺ, we've got this solution due to us being an ummati in his nation. What a serious topic, extremely serious topic, that what will happen to us when we look at our deeds. I speak about myself, look at my salah, I pray salah, there's adhan, it's called, we run off, we make excuses, we skive off, especially salah, namaz, such an action. Namaz, salah, a person cannot imagine. Can you imagine that in my home people are not praying salah? My wife's not praying salah. My son is not praying salah. I could not imagine, a mu'min could not imagine for a second, so essential is salah, namaz. And after not praying namaz, salah. If we think then that why are Allah Ta'ala's barakat and blessings not coming into our lives, our family, our home? Why is Allah's mercy not distant? Remember, a person who doesn't pray salah, a person who's in his home, this family member's not praying, Allah Ta'ala raises and eliminates everything from the home. No blessings, no mercies. So if a person doesn't pray salah, he cannot complain, my du'as are not accepted, this is not happening to me, this is not flourishing, this is not thriving. Consider at least this much, that Allah Ta'ala's just kept you on the world and you're not praying salah, and this is the worst of scenarios. Worst of scenarios. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala does not like that individual, his life, who doesn't pray salah. So we need to think, in our homes when we see our wife, children, family members not praying salah, then we need to think that there's no barakah. They are destroying their own selves and they're destroying all those around them. Yes, destruction if we don't pray salah. We are affecting ourselves, illness, problems, difficulties. If none of these come in our life, but at least we can say that, oh, we're doing the right thing. But one salah, if a person misses, in hadith, it's stated the person who leaves us out of salah, it's like that person's whole house, family members, business, dunya, everything's destroyed. Is this not in the hadith? Have we not heard this? In the fazail, in ta'aleem, we sit in educational sessions, we hear this, don't we? Don't we? Tell me. So how important this is in our homes. A child doesn't pray salah, a wife doesn't pray salah. Will there be satisfaction at home? It can't come, can it? It can't. We should pray to Allah, we should explain to our family members, explain to them, tell them. We should be upset, not happy. Please pray salah and be regular in salah. So what I was saying is that for a mu'min, Allah's made it very easy. And these are our amal deeds. But Allah's put no condition, one condition for success. That whoever from his tongue states the kalima, it comes out of his mouth at the time of death, straight to paradise, that person. Straight to paradise. Now here we can't say, oh, why was he accounted for his deeds? He didn't pray salah, he was this and that. We can't criticize. We can't look down a person. Because if Allah Ta'ala said, that's it, so be it. That's it. We can't use our logic, our brain, our power, energy, understanding. 2 + 2 = 4. Logical reasoning. Allah Ta'ala said, Allah's Nabi said, that's it. End of story. End of story. Our yaqeen, certainty should be solid on this. Now we can't make so he was this, he was that. We should have done this and that. We have no link with what that person should or should not have been. No. Whoever's tongue has stated, uttered this kalima, very easy, very easy. You will recite the kalima to me now if I request, isn't it? That we sat here to recite the kalima. What is the kalima? This is the dhikr of Allah. The dhikr of Allah. So why do we do dhikr? Why do we remember Allah? Look, understand this point. So brothers, it's very simple, very easy that our life, we have to do the things that are necessary, but at that time of death, it would be difficult to recite this kalima. It's easy now to sit and do dhikr and recite these verses, but at the time of death, very difficult. Remember this point. Remember this. It will be very difficult to recite the kalima. So difficult that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to his very beloved and beautiful Sahabi companion, Hazrat Mu'ad ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do one action in your life. In your whole life, prepare for that moment, and how great a companion he was. Noble companion, great deeds. And what was the final nasiha advice the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him? Be careful about one thing, oh Mu'ad. Do whatever deeds you want to do, but this deed, make it solid and regular in your life, that when you depart from this world, from your tongue should be uttered the kalima. Allah's name should be mentioned at the time of death. So me, you were here. But what a great companion. Because he was repeated, this lesson was repeated him, because it's a very difficult action to do at the time of death. For every action and result, you have to make effort. Isn't it the case? Is there anything that you don't make effort for? So us, we need to make efforts for this. Then when we are departing this world, don't on our tongues, the name of Allah should be repeated and mentioned. Will it come without practicing? Wallahi, remember this. This is the hint that the Prophet ﷺ has given to us, the direction. That one sahabi, my great companion, but with whom the Prophet ﷺ said, "Oh Muadh, I love you." Subhanallah. This was that companion, not some minor companion. Not a minor. The Rasulullah ﷺ said, "Oh Muadh, Ya Muadh, Oh Muhammad, I love you." Imagine his status, his greatness, his maqam. But remember, Muadh, remember, the Rasulullah said, "I love you." But then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explained to the ulama, but still you need to work hard. The kalama you're reciting today, there's no guarantee tomorrow what will come out of the mouth, from the tongue. Why? Because this dunya, this world, there are attractions in your daily lives. A small example I'll present to you. You pray salah, you do good deeds, Ramadan comes, you fast when you go to sleep. Then in your dreams, those things will come to your mind, that are in your mind all day long. That's why you cannot trust the dream. Istikhara can be dangerous. Istikhara, the dreams of istikhara, can also be wrong. Because a person could be thinking or seeing something that's not right. His thoughts could be mixed in his dream. For example, you've argued somebody in the day, business, arguments when you go to sleep. Then what scene will come through your mind, your brain? The issues that you experience during the day. So it's very important to be on the straight narrow. There's a true event I'd like to share with you. Shall I tell you? So that you can strengthen your iman. This is a true incident. And we were traveling in Saudi Arabia at that time. And we saw an individual. He was driving the taxi, but he's a dhakir. He was doing a lot of dhikr, remembering Allah, driving the taxi. We were, mashallah, surprised he's a taxi driver. He's doing dhakir. He's remembering Allah. Not for a moment is he a ghafil, ignorant. So we asked him, "That brother, mashallah, you're remembering Allah, you're doing dhikr of Allah. What's the reason behind this? What's the cause of this? That sometimes we don't even think that, look how much dhikr you're doing." So from his eyes, the tears dropped. He said, "Yes, you're saying the right thing. You are correct. I was also like maybe how you are. And I'll tell you an event," he said. "I had a brother, he used to work in a factory. And he was doing loading, unloading, and he used to count the sacks. 1, 2, 1, 2. And he used to count the containers and the sacks, and he used to work all day long. And he said, whilst he was working, so a sack fell on top of him, a big sack, container. And I ran to him, to his side, and I removed the sack, the container, and that was these were his final breaths due to that tragedy, incident, safety incident. And what was his mouth uttering at that time? I put my ears next to his mouth. What's he saying? What's he saying? What's he speaking about?" And at that time he was departing from this world, and he said, "When I put my ears next to his mouth was moving, he was saying, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. He's counting the numbers that he repeated during his working day. Allahu Akbar. He said, "I grabbed my head, I clutched my hair, I cried so much. That he's gone. He's departed. Why? All life long he was repeating and worried, concerned about that effort. He didn't prepare for the time of death and the kalima to repeat it, to revise it. He didn't embrace the name of Allah to his heart. He didn't. And that I should remember this name of Allah. And he didn't revise or prepare. We think it's very easy. He said, such a big warning for me, a lesson for me at that time, such a big lesson. From that time, not a second have I ever been ignorant or away from the dhikr of Allah, the name of Allah. Subhanallah. He said, "I'm working right now, but I have no interest in any work apart from Allah Ta'ala, the being of Allah. Allah the Creator, I focus on Him." He said, this is preparation. Allah Ta'ala, if He's told us, and prescribed to us that recite my kalima at the time of death, and I'll allow you to enter into paradise. Allah Ta'ala alongside has told us there's a method to prepare for death in the Quran. Allah has told us the method to prepare for death. Revive. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. The Quran is full of these verses. Similar verses. Prescription. Allah Ta'ala it is telling us that do my dhikr. Is this benefiting Allah? It doesn't benefit Allah. It's not benefiting. Sabbaha lillahi ma fis samati wa ma fil ard. Allah says, this is nothing in the universe is there that doesn't remember me. Every particle, dust, atom, fish in the sea, the seven oceans and seas, there's no makhluk creation. Millions and millions of different creatures, animals on land and sea, in the water, that doesn't remember Allah. There's nothing that doesn't remember Allah. Nothing. Yes, the fish, Allah says, I didn't say to the fish that do my dhikr morning and evening. I didn't say to any mosquito that I didn't say to any toad or to a leaf on the branch of a tree. They understand that their objective, their purpose, their life is to remember Allah. But mankind, I keep on reminding him, Allah says, I keep on reminding him for this reason, because the human being is very lazy and negligent in this world. May not be that when you depart this world, you're saying, 1, 2, 1, 2, and my name is not uttered by your tongue. Okay, we are weak, my brothers. And I know we're in the dunya, there are many different things. But one thing we should do is that we should repeat Allah's name. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Repeat Allah's name. What's kathir dhikr mean? What does it mean by kathir dhikr? That Allah's name is a lesson for us. What is it? It's a lesson for us. Subhanallah. Just like a child does hifz. Memorize the Quran, one says, Alhamdulillah, walhamdulillah, once, no, he has to repeat it time and time again, time and time again, time and again. Surah Yasin, he'll recite again, then he'll prepare, revise, he'll go to his teacher, say, I'm ready, I've prepared. Then the teacher will hear, say, oh, you're not ready, go, there's a mistake, go and revise again. Then he goes again, then he repeats, then he revises. Allah Ta'ala says that my name, keep on reciting it, keep on repeating it, keep on revising it, keep on remembering it. You know, when we say time and time again, the same verses, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. When we repeat this time and time again, this is ratta, repetition. Over and over again, Allah says, don't forget this, so that it descends into our minds and hearts. When we wake up after sleeping, we wake up saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. Go to bed, say, Allah, Allah, Allah. In the dream, you see masjids, Allah, Allah, Allah. Subhanallah. But without repeating it, revising it, reciting, we won't be able to say it. If all day long we remember money, wealth and cash, then how can we be hopeful that without effort we will remember Allah when we need to, when we will be in need of Him? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, that's why I stated that the dhikr of Allah, what should a person do? Do it kathira, in high quantity. Keep repeating Allah's name, high quantity. That as soon as death comes, the angels are withdrawing your soul and you're saying, Allah, 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 subhanallah. Fabashir, they'll say, oh, glad tidings, good news for this man. He is successful. He is successful. That's why we say do dhikr of Allah regularly, daily, high quantity, abundance. Allah has given us a more easier way than this, so that totally we can never contemplate forgetting Allah in this world. Is an even more simpler way than what we just discussed. Allah has made it even easier. Allah says, okay, leave your tongue. Don't waggle your tongue. Maybe your tongue doesn't move, or you forget, and you forget to remember Allah, you're speaking, talking. Allah says, then I'll give you even simpler method. Easier method. Allah says that remember my name in your heart. This is called qalbi dhikr, dhikr of the heart. What do we call this? Dhikr qalbi. That your heart should be remembering Allah, reciting Allah's name. With your heart, remember Allah. This is called qalbi dhikr, dhikr of the heart. And that's what we need to learn. That's why we go to the mashaykh, to the walis of Allah, teachers dhikr, the masters of the dhikr of Allah, the teacher, the ustad. Yeah, the specialist, the professor, without going to him, you cannot make your heart do dhikr. So Allah's given us such a simple formula, easy method, that He's made it so simple that if your heart remembers me, and if your heart starts to say Allah, 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 then end of concern, end of the worries, start of joy. Start of joy. End of story. End of story. So my brothers, two factors. 2 points, today's message, 2 points in summary, that we have to prepare for death. And what's the best preparation for death? To keep on repeating the name of Allah. That's it. Make this the principle of your life, the foundation of your life, the platform of your life. This is called dhikr Allah. 2 ways to do dhikr Allah is prescribed to us. Allah says, morning and evening. Sabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. Allah says, morning and evening. Morning and evening, AM, PM. Remember me, Allah says, AM and PM. When you remember me in the morning, Allah says, Alhamdulillah, until the evening. If you die during that time, then my name will be uttered by your tongue, Allah says. Subhanallah. SubhanAllah. If you die. And if you remember me in the evening, Allah says, in the night, you do dhikr. Like now, we've done prayer isha and we're doing dhikr. Allah says, whoever does dhikr, my dhikr in the night, and if death comes to you any time in the night, Allah says, guaranteed that from your mouth will be uttered my name. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. In my life, I've seen pious elders like this. Praise be to Allah. My sheikh, Rahmatullah Alayhi, himself was the living example of this. I stayed with him for many years. I can't remember how many years I spent in his company. Auspicious company. In the masjid, I'm speaking with you about this. A person cannot lie anyway. A person cannot lie anyway. But just to strengthen the words, I'm sitting in the masjid and telling you this. In my life, all the time I spent with my sheikh, I learned this same point. Not one day did I spend in the company of my sheikh. Never did I see a morning that Hazrat Sahib did not do dhikr. Never did I see an evening, PM, in which Hazrat Sheikh did not sit down and do dhikr of Allah. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Regular daily action. So how can he have left this world unsuccessful when he departed this world? And all the people around him, the mashayikh, people, he lay down on the bed. We said, Hazrat, should we call the doctor? He said, he hinted to us, no. No need for doctor. No. Have you got any pain? He said, nothing. He just turned his side from one side to the other. And there were people desperate. Hazrat Sahib's in pain. There's a problem. Call the doctor. Hazrat Sahib said, no, it's okay. Fine. No problem. Nothing. With ease. Because he had recited Allah's name daily, every second, every morning and evening. Then what did he do? Look, because Allah doesn't forget. He raised his hand, he raised his shahada finger, SubhanAllah. Right hand, shahada finger. And he recited the kalima. Oh, SubhanAllah, he passed away. So brothers, that's why Allah Ta'ala says, remember me in the morning and the evening. Allah's not being strict, forcing us, giving us burden, difficulty. The mashayikh ikram, the awliya Allah have a duty. Whoever has this duty, like Mawlana Sahib is a duty, lead the salah. He's leading the salah. Somebody has another duty, somebody has another duty. Everybody's doing their tasks. Isn't this the case? So in the same way, the mashayikh, the awliya Allah has given them a duty, assigned them a task. That you, O my walis, invite people to the dhikr of Allah. Call them. The people think, oh, why are you forcing us? Why are you pushing us, Hazrat? Why are you saying this time to come? But that's the duty of Hazrat. Just like Imam Sahib has to lead salah. It's not by force. He has to do it. That's his task. He has to do it. What else can we do? So we don't understand in our brains and the Quran in many places Allah is saying, remember me, remember me. Remember me in the morning and the evening. For this reason, if you die during the day or in the night, if you remember me in the morning, the time in between the morning and the evening, if you pass away, then you will recite my name while dying. SubhanAllah. So brothers, will we do dhikr? Will you come to dhikr? Is it important or not? Tell me. It's not a game, is it? It's not a joke. It's not a joke. Oh, this is the Jamaat of Dhikr. This is the cult who does Dhikr. These are Sufis. There's no such point, brothers. This is preparation for death. This is not a cult or a group or a sect. I'm preparing for death. You're preparing for death. Everybody should prepare for death. This Dhikr of Allah is not for a special group of people, a special tribe or country. But this point never embeds in our brains that how important dhikr. People say, I'm doing dhikr because he's a wali, or he wants to become a Sufi, he wants to become pious, they want to become supernatural. No, not at all. Allah's mercy on us, so great mercy, he's given us tawfiq, ability to recite his pure name, which will guarantee, Allah says, that when you recite my name daily, then at the time of death you recite my name, I'll forgive you. SubhanAllah. That's why we're doing dhikr of Allah. That's why we're doing dhikr of Allah. Allah's karam, immense mercy, tell me. Immense. Now, Allah Ta'ala alongside said this, that I've permitted you to recite my name. And how easy He's made it. He's made it so simple and easy, morning and evening, to recite His name, that Allah's established a gathering to recite His name. Say, SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Still we don't attend. We don't attend the gathering. Yes, we're staunchly ignorant. Allah has established a masjid, His home, a majlis. He sent His wali, a teacher, explained. And Allah says, morning and evening, you don't have to do anything else. Do it 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes. This majlis is running. Come, sit, partake in the gathering. The amount you can. Do dhikr and leave. You're free. You've succeeded. Will we do dhikr, brothers? Will we come? Inshallah. And if after that we say, oh, go to this place, go to this location, there's a sale, there are cars, Mercedes, and these brands and manufacturers, and there's a sale there, we go there, we rush there, don't we, when we know there's a bargain. And here, no, don't go to this, Allah says, not in this masjid, that masjid, because there's no guarantee when will death come. We have been given, sort of, we're in a bit of a tricky situation in this world. We're in a tricky situation. We don't know when death is going to come. Yes, now we're more than death, we're afraid of the wife. She says, how dare you get up in the morning to go quickly to the mosque? You're always going dhikr and he's quiet. Yes, more than death, we're afraid of the thought of the wife scolding us and telling us off for doing good. Imagine this today. This is the Danish. This is a Muslim. He says that he wants to get Jannah, paradise. Allah's made attaining paradise so easy for a mu'min, for a believer, so easy and simple that a man cannot imagine how simple he's made it. All deeds put to one side. Allah says, just recite my name. That's it. Recite my name. Yes, how great Allah's name is. Qadir, Rahman, Qadir. Allah says, no, recite me with my personal name. Allah, remember me with my personal name. This is Allah's personal name. Remember this. Yes, Allah's great mercy. That when we say Allah, that all of the attributes and characteristics Allah's will come into the name of Allah. You don't have to say Rahman, Rahim, Qadir, Al-Mulk, this, that. Allah says, no, shortcut. Direct come to me. Malik, etc. No, Allah's developed that witness. Can you recite, can you say your dad's name to him? When you call your dad will say you're rude. Will you address your teacher with his first name? Oh, my teacher, this is your first name. No, you say you're rude, disrespectful. This is the case, isn't it? Yes, you can't call your uncle with his name, your teacher with his name. You can't call your boss with his name. Or some high level person in society. You can't say your sheikh's name with his personal name. This is respect. But subhanAllah, look at Allah's mercy and love and compassion. Compassion. Let us go, my believers. Due to my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can recite my personal name. Personal name. And here, when we recite the name, we won't be disrespected. Allah says, you're not disrespecting me. You are respecting me the more you recite my name, my personal name. Allah says, I will elevate your respect at the same time, in parallel. SubhanAllah. And we, so now let's think about iman in the day. How many times do we remember Allah during the day? Tell me. How many times do we recite the beautiful name of Allah? How many times? So today, every brother, learn Allah's name and depart. Learn it from me. I'll tell you how many times to recite Allah's name in the day, how to say it, how to do it in your heart. If you don't know how to do this, this is the benefit of this gathering, isn't it? That's it. I've come here now that Allah Ta'ala, imagine this point. I've just come now, arrived. Mawlana Sahib came to me when I arrived. And I thought maybe he's going to ask about Chanda or collection. SubhanAllah, what a beautiful point he said. I was shocked. Look at this now. That a person who lives there, he's thirsty, and he's come from India, from another state, for his institute. He came to me, and I thought, what's he saying? He said, Hazrat Sahib, my father said that I need to get bayah with you and to learn the name of Allah. Allahu Akbar. He sat here in front of you. And I started to look at him. I felt in my heart that I want to grab his feet. What a pious person, subhanAllah. That where is he remembering Allah? From Kathiawar, India, from Hindustan, he's traveled. Tell me. And was there anyone else there to teach him? Was there anyone to give him bath there in India? Are there no people who could teach him? No. In his destiny, it was written to come to this masjid of Ali in Bolton to learn the name of Allah. That your qalb will become alive in this masjid in Bolton, UK. He sat here in front of you, Mawlana Sahib. And the people who live here, monkeys. Animals, who's going to go to that masjid? Why should we go there? I swear by Allah, fortunate are those people. I swear by Allah and say this. I swear by Allah, I say this, very fortunate are those people who morning and evening they come to Zakaria Masjid and they gather in the dhikr of Allah. SubhanAllah. This is a great na'mah for them. Very fortunate are those people, unique people are those people. That we cannot imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. I'll say this clearly. That due to their barakat, their blessings and mercy, due to their blessings, Allah gives rizq and wealth to everyone around us. Yes, Allah's name is very beloved, my brothers. I say this with pride. Allah says with pride, there's a jama'ah in the world who has stopped my punishments coming to the world. Imagine the person who says the dhikr, that does the dhikr of Allah. Don't make a fuss, don't criticize, complain, don't make excuses, no. Where Allah Ta'ala's dhikr takes place, where Allah's name is recited, go there with love and go there with sincerity. Be humble, lower your head, your mind, do tawbah, repent. Allah, your great mercy, you gave me the tawfiq to attend this majlis. A person like me, sinful, every ibadah put to the side. Allah's laws are very unique and different. Allah Ta'ala has never said anywhere to us, Allah has made it easy, recite my name, that's it. I remember in Karachi, a brother came, and this story is a true story, I'm telling you. A brother came, he was a mehman, businessman, worldly man, lots of shops, businesses, retail outlets. You know what will be his hal, his condition? In his pocket, he had copies of, I have to give this much money, a pen here, counts, sheets, records, data. He had business upon business. Allah, today I'm speaking about him. Why? Because of the ruh, the souls, they know the facts. So who will remember me and you when we die? Today in this masjid, during the majlis of dhikr, we are remembering this brother. The majlis of dhikr is so great. Allah says, whoever's come to dhikr, he's forgiven. He's forgiven. That's it, he'll be forgiven automatically. So he came, I saw him in the masjid. What's going on? Is this dhikr? That's something. He came and he said, Hazrat Sahib, what is this you're doing? I said, we're doing dhikr of Allah. And morning and evening. I said, yes, morning and evening we do this dhikr. He said, is it? He said, I don't have time. I said, okay, don't come. Just learn the dhikr of Allah and do it yourself if you can't attend. It's not necessary to come all the time. He said, do I have to come all the time? I said, no, just learn it. He said, okay, teach me this name then of Allah. Teach me dhikr. I said, okay, learn. And I taught him the dhikr of Allah, Allah's name. Then, Allah's name is so much love and passion. And in fact, this honey that we consume, there's no sweetness, but imagine the sweetness in the name of Allah. Yes, but our tongues are contaminated by sinning, the effect and the sweetness of Allah's name doesn't rub off onto our tongues. Why are our taste buds wrong? Due to sins. If we leave sins, then subhanAllah, Allah's name, the taste of His name is so sweet, you can imagine. All the other sweetness in the world you'll forget. So, he learnt Allah's name, and mashallah, after that he was enjoying himself, rejoicing. I was shocked, surprised. Morning and evening, regularly, consistently attended the majlis. Then he started to come in the afternoon. And then straight after closing his shop, he'd come and sit in the majlis of dhikr. Allah, he kept on doing dhikr, subhanAllah. I bear witness, and by chance what happened, or not by chance, but what happened once, is after some days, he had a heart attack. And he had a heart attack, and they took him to A&E department in the hospital. When he went to a hospital, and they tried to resuscitate him, his life was ebbing away, and his final moments came. And the people saw him, his brother saw this scene. This is a true scene. I'm telling you, I'm sharing with you. His final seconds of life. And they took the devices of his body. The people of the world were amazed. The machines were switched off. He opened his eyes and said, Allah, 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 Allah. And he passed away. SubhanAllah. Allah. Every word of Allah is truth and haq. If Allah says that if you remember me during life, you work hard, then you'll remember me during death. And those people who've learned Allah's name, brothers, they all shall work hard, make effort. And otherwise you'll cry tomorrow, you'll regret, because death is going to come. Death is going to come. So don't take it for granted. Don't think, oh, I'm forgiven, I'm saved. This is not the game. If you're praying salah, and then he died, he's gone. Tomorrow it's my turn. Then tomorrow you'll read my janazah. So I remember one point, we are weak, we live in the dunya. Very simple formula Allah has given to us, prescription. What? The dhikr of Allah. Do it. Revise Allah's name, solidify it on your hearts. Yes, go to an insan, a person like this, go to people like this, morning and evening, that's all you have to do. Rest of the day, business, wandering the world, succeed, profession, drive taxi, shops, businesses. Allah's not stopping you. Just 2 moments, 2 times in a day, subah, sabah, morning and evening. How much time? The amount of time you can do it. Say subhanAllah. The amount of time you have. That's it. Allah's not putting a limit on it. Yes, He's given the time, but not the amount of time. He's telling the moment of the day, but not how much time. Allah's mercy. Somebody's got 30 minutes. Somebody's got 1 hour. Somebody's got 2 hours. Somebody's got no time. Somebody's got 5 minutes. I see who comes. Somebody's coming. 5 minutes. They come. They go. They come. I do dua. SubhanAllah. He's come. He's done dhikr and he's departed. SubhanAllah. All day he will have the barakat in his business, at home, shop, home, family, everywhere. Barakat of Allah, blessings of Allah. Yes, these are the people of wisdom, brainy people who do dhikr of Allah. So that me, for example, may be difficult. It's probably 5 minutes away to get. Probably took me 5 minutes to come to this masjid. I came with ease. We prayed salah. You could come here and come here for fajr. Then go 5 minutes to the other masjid, sit there. I'll tell you the tariqah who wants to learn. Who? Everyone should learn this. Such a great point I've explained to you today with such examples. Your brain should open up now. Your heart should open up. That dhikr is a great deed, action indeed. And it's not a dhikr that's attached to a jamaat or a cult or a group. No, every man should do dhikr in parallel during his life. Yes, if you're teaching hadith, teaching Quran, tafsir, commentary, you're doing dawah, tabligh work, you're doing ta'leem. Every profession of Islam should be doing dhikr in parallel. Dhikr is essential for every Muslim, every believer. It's the preparation for death. And Allah said nothing else. Whoever recites my name, Allah says, in the final moments of his life, he will depart successfully. Will you do dhikr, brothers? True, honest promise? Okay, fine. Let's, whoever wants to learn dhikr, inshallah, after this gathering concludes, come to me, I'll teach you dhikr. Start doing your dhikr, start from today, start in your heart, start during the day, and inshallah, I'll tell you what dhikr to do daily, I'll explain to you the method, and start it. Bidhnillah, that's it, end of story. And everything else, hand over to Allah, start your preparation. And when, inshallah, morning and evening, you pray salah, come to Zakariya Masjid with the fadl of Allah, I'll give you health, give me health, all of us health. And the majlis, let Allah Ta'ala allow, may Allah Ta'ala allow to continue, and the amount you can sit and then get up and leave. That's it. Will you come, brothers? Inshallah. Honest? True promise? Okay, fine. So let's do dhikr of Allah for a short while. So in this, this is great verses we'll collectively recite together. You recite with love. And I will recite the verse, then everyone collectively will repeat, then we'll recite the kalamat. These are verses of the Quran, great verses that the prophets especially recited. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minadh dhalimin, ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghiz. Great verses. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minadh dhalimin, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illa Allah wallahu akbar. Imagine these verses, the kalamats we didn't recite. Imagine the greatness of them. These kalamas, they are the beloved verses of Allah. Beloved, is stated that from the Quran, these are the greatest verses. Yes, the Prophet ﷺ said that these verses are greater than the whole universe and what it contains. Imagine, we'll recite these verses. What a great, is this not a reward for us? Is this not a reward for us? What a great reward for us. Yes, we have to gather all these deeds for thereafter. Otherwise, what we'd be doing now, we'd be going home, watching TV, chit-chat, gossip, mongering. Oh, it's a day off. That's why I thought it's a day off. That's why I've come to Masjid Ali. Let's come for a while and do the dhikr of Allah. Yes, this was the second intention. And this is the first day of the year. We'll start the new year from Masjid Ali. Subhanallah. And we'll start with dhikr Allah. Otherwise, normally on a Wednesday evening, we do dhikr in Masjid Zikr. Although now I felt that Masjid Ali, we need to initiate this practice of this year. These are the rules of Allah, my brothers. Otherwise, where would we be here today? Would we be here today? Whose destiny Allah Ta'ala has opened up today? Some beloved servant of Allah must be sitting here, due to whom Allah has decorated this gathering. Yes, if it could be a woman, could be a man, because sisters also listen to these gatherings. So these are all the actions of Allah. Imagine, I come here in the first day of the year, the new year started. Today I'm here in Masjid Ali, I'm sitting and doing dhikr of Allah. All the brothers, we could have been in Masjid Zakariya as per the norm. No, Allah decided for us, we all got up, ring everybody, everybody was called. Today we're going to Masjid Ali to do dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. Is this not the case? This happened today. There was no program, no schedule, but we decided during the day, we've all arrived. This is Allah's giving to us. So let's do dhikr, inshallah, let's start.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المسلمين طه وياسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمين يسوع محمد المبين وصلى ياتي وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا قصيرا قصيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وأصلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا وكل ذلك لنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت ما أخرت ما أسرفت ما أعلنت ما أسرفت تعالى به أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت ما أخرت ما أسرفت ما أعلنت ما أسرفت تعالى به أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار رب اغفر لهم تقر الرحمين رب اغفر لهم تقر الرحمين رب اغفر لهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأنبتنا على الإيمان وأحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أعنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم أعنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم أعنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت يا الله تو اپنے فضل کرم سے ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ ہم سب کی بخشش فرما دے یا میرے مولا ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل و کرم عطا فرما یا اللہ نیک اعمال کی توفیق نصیب ہوا یا اللہ ہمیں پکا نمازی بنا دے یا اللہ ہمارے گھر والوں کو نمازی بنا دے یا اللہ ہمارے گھر والوں کو نمازی بنا دے یا اللہ پوری بستی کو نمازی بنا دے یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے نبی کریم سنگ سنتوں پہ چلنے والا بنا دے یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے نبی کریم سلم کے سنتوں پہ چلنے والا بنا دے یا اللہ ہر عمل وہ عطا فرما جو تو پسند فرمائے جس سے تو راضی ہو میرے مولا یا اللہ گناہوں کے کاموں سے ہمیں دور فرما دے برائیوں سے دور فرما دے اے میرے مولا ذکر و شکر کی توفیق نصیب فرما ذکر و شکر کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہماری اس مجلس کو تو قبول فرما یا اللہ بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما یا اللہ بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما اس پہ اجر نصیب فرما ان کو صبر نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا ہمارے لاحقین جاننے والے جتنے بھی امت کے لوگ ہیں میرے مولا اس دنیا سے جا چکے ان پہ رحمت نازل فرما ان سب کی بخشش فرما پوری امت کی بخشش فرما وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد و آلہ و صحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین